It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and this is a great treat. Jake Bugg has joined us here at KCSN. Welcome, Jake.
Hello.
They've been running you around a little bit. I guess one of the side effects of having a record that's creating a real sensation is they have you a lot of stuff they want you to do, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, it's part of the job, isn't it? And well, somebody's got to do it.
And it might as well be Jake Bugg, especially when it involves Jake Bugg's record. If you're not going to do it, who will? I want to start by asking something, because in sincerity, when I read this, it resonated with me. Apparently one of the first songs that really touched you was Don McLean's Vincent. Is this a true story?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was about 12, and I was just... heard it on an episode of Simpsons, I believe, and, well, I guess I just thought, wow, you know, that sounds like a great song. I don't know why I liked it. I had no interest in music, but I guess that's kind of what the appeal was, is that I didn't know why I liked it so much.
It just was evocative. It just...
Yeah.
Now, think about the context. Here you are hearing one of the most beautiful songs written within the context of a Simpsons cartoon... And it touched you in a way that now here you are as a life and a career pursuing music. I just find there's wonderful irony in that. And certainly the idea of that song, was that song's one of the songs that for me, every time I hear it, you're right. It's one of those songs that has a bit of a melancholy. It touches the heart. It really does always resonate. So I thought that was a fascinating way for you to start to get an interest in music. But... I guess your interest in music was also fueled by having family members that were very much musical and wanted you to pursue music, yeah?
Well, I don't know that they would have liked me to pursue music, but I was just into, you know, football all the time, so they didn't think I really had any interest in it. But, yeah, I had, you know, my cousins were in bands and his dad was in bands, and so there was quite a lot of it in the family. And I just picked up the guitar one day and learned a couple of chords, and I just kind of fell in love with it straight away.
Now, your uncle, I think you had an uncle that helped you, like, start to learn a little more about guitar?
Yeah, he came around. He'd been playing a few months himself and just, you know, taught me a few chords, and he just thought the guitar was probably going to just sit in the corner and gather dust, but I just had a genuine interest for it and pursued with it.
And I take it that, like many artists who at a younger age started to have an interest, there were probably some obligatory gigs at school where you had to summon up the courage.
Yeah, that was probably the toughest show I ever had to do at a school concert. But, you know, it stays with me. It's a good mindset for me, because whenever you go to play a show and you're feeling a bit apprehensive about it, I just think back to that show and think, well, you did that, you can do this.
Did they applaud?
Yeah, luckily, yeah. I mean, I really didn't know how I was going to go. It could have gone the opposite way, but I was actually quite surprised how supportive people were. And, you know, because kids can be cruel, can't they?
So hearing that applause amongst your peers in school probably made the next day brighter, and you said, I've got to keep practicing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm on to something.
Yeah, it's quite, you know, it was an incentive, certainly.
Well, it certainly seems to have been an auspicious start, and it has led you rather quickly to a wonderful place. Why don't we let you play something now and sing something for the audience, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about just how fast that journey's accelerating for Jake Bugg. It's 88.5 KCSN, Jake Bugg.
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day's holding. When I get up tired and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town. No one blinks an eye and I look up to the sky in the path of a lightning bolt. Matter is the angels parted for her, but it only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks to war with gritted teeth, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you gotta throw the lightning on the water, and I do. I'm the winner. See the signs, I'll jump on that. walls. Chances, people tell you not to take chances, and they tell you that there aren't any answers. Starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it all, or do they just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks to war with gritted teeth, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you gotta toe the lightning on the water, and I do, but when I see the signs, I'll jump on that lightning bolt. Silence, slam back eating skywards. When the moment got shattered, I remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
It's 88.5 KCSN with Jake Bugg and Lightning Bolt. We talked about that day when you summoned up the courage and walked onto a stage at school. It's been a rather whirlwind couple of years, and there's been so much going on. How do you take that in when things start to accelerate to the degree they have?
Well, to me, I mean, I can see from an outsider's perspective how fast it can seem, but for me, you know, I live it every day, and so it's kind of the pace I'm set at. And it'd probably seem to feel a bit odd if things were to slow down. So, And also, you know, I dreamt about doing this, and you know, it's all I wanted to do from ever since I picked up the guitar. So, for me, it doesn't seem that strange because it's all I saw myself doing. I never actually thought I'd get to do it, but I'm here now, so it's cool.
Yeah, and you have, and things I've read, you have continually expressed a sense of gratitude about the fact that this is happening, you know, the album coming in at number one in Europe and all these great shows and the artists you've been able to play with and do your own solo dates. There has been a genuine gratitude that comes across that seems to me like you are taking it one day at a time and appreciating everything that's being given to you. Is that the case?
Yeah, certainly. I'm very grateful, and I consider myself very fortunate to be able to do what I want to do, and so with that, I've just got to kind of try and keep making songs that people can take something away from.
That the without it being too heady of an idea, you have also expressed a sense of you wanted to just, and I don't mean to minimize the idea of you wanted to take a guitar and a song and do everything you could with it. And it was important to you that utilizing the guitar and song would be your quote-unquote mission. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. Well, I started writing songs because when I was about 14, before that I just started playing covers, and I knew that by listening to songs that, you know, one song, it can make your day. And so I thought, well, if I can write songs and if I could make one person's day, then, you know, I'd feel pretty happy with that.
And so far, there's been a great many days you've strung together of making people happy.
Well, I hope so.
Well, and this is one that today itself counts amongst it. You're making all of our listeners happy. And why don't we let them hear another song on 88.5 KCSN?
Certainly. Is there anything in particular you like me to play?
I want you to play. This is your day, Jake. You go ahead and let whatever the muse strikes you and you follow it.
All right.
You keep forgetting just how special you really are. I try to remind you, sometimes I can't find you, but the truth is in your heart. I'm right. Thank you.
yourself up. Your best is good enough, so pick the pen up and write. A note to yourself. Don't be cruel, 'cause things do happen. You know it's not your fault. Don't cover your wounds with the salt. Tell you what I see. You've got to believe me. You're a thing of beauty. Girl, put it in an envelope and put it in the post. It'll come back to your door. And read a note to yourself. A note to yourself. Don't be cruel, 'cause things do happen. And you know it's not your fault. Don't cover your wounds with the salt.
A beautiful live rendition of Note to Self from Jake Bugg on 88.5 KCSN. The songs have been written, the songs have been recorded, and now you've spent the best part of the last year and moving forward, probably the next year, in really bringing those songs to life in performance. And you've done everything from small, intimate shows to massive festivals, and it appears a few more massive festivals, Coachella, Lollapalooza, and then a little later on in the fall, you're going to come back and tour the United States again, yes?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I'm looking forward to that tour, and I'm looking forward to seeing all these fabulous places.
Now, when you take the stage each night as you progressively do tour and perform, are you finding ways to more or less find the purpose of the song and bring the songs to life differently each day?
Well, whenever I the songs I play on the stage, I'd never play them unless, like, you know, I'm sat here or I'm actually on the stage. I won't just be sat around the hotel room playing those songs. Because when I'm on there, I'll try and put myself in the place where I was and how I felt when I first wrote that song, and you know, deliver it like it's the first song the first time I've ever sang it, because that's what people want to hear. It's about them at the end of the day. They've paid good money to come and see you play, so I want to make sure they all enjoy their evening.
The emotional connection's got to be established then.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think it's about, you know, I think it's about being honest, and people want to believe what you're singing, and I think it's important. If you want to achieve that, then you should also believe what you're singing as well.
And much of what you write, you know, by your own admission, has been, you know, scenes from the doorstep. You pretty much try to evoke, you know, the real life as you've known it.
Yes, definitely. And well, on the album, there'll be a lot of songs that are about my personal experiences or my upbringing. And I was just, music for me is a way of projecting my feelings or emotions in a way that I feel comfortable, and it helps me not to, you know, suppress things, and you know, and I just, but it turns out that those songs I was writing related to a lot of people and connected, and which is brilliant.
Well, and that's where you end up finding that real engagement with a fan base that can relate.
Yeah.
And that relatability is what I think has created the excitement around you, because the songs do come off authentic, and I, in talking to you now, I get that sense it's a true purpose.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd never sing a song that I feel like you know, I didn't have ownership over.
Oh, well, see, I had just written a quick one earlier I was hoping to be able to pass on to you. Well, I guess I'll withhold that for you.
Oh, no, you know, there's always room for covers, but I wouldn't sing anything that I don't believe it. It might.
At some point, I would imagine you have I hate to go full circle back to Tom McQueen's Vincent, but I'm sure you've performed that, yeah?
Well, yeah, but not for only when I was young and before I started writing. Only because I was young. Nowadays, I know that some songs are just better to be left alone, I think.
Too sacred, yeah, you don't want to even try to interpret it. Maybe on a personal level, you can still break it out when you feel it in your heart.
Yeah, no, quiet time.
Now,
sound check.
next couple of days... just a few playing in front of a few friends on David Letterman, Ellen. Just a few of your million friends going to gather around and hear you perform songs. That's got to feel pretty good knowing that you're getting to reach out to America as the album in stores this week and get to be seen on those pretty highly rated and viewed television shows.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I want the reason I want to go on those shows and stuff is because, by going on those shows, it's a chance for people that might not have a chance to be introduced to your music, and that might be the one way that they will find out about you. And I want as many people to hear my music as possible because it might make their day, or some people won't like it, and I don't care because I make music because I like it. If you can take something away from that, then that's brilliant. And it's cool, and I'm looking forward to doing some more.
We're wishing you the best of luck. It seems like things are going in the right direction, although apparently you are already thinking about actively the next record and where you're going to go next. Whilst all of this is really just, particularly in the States, continuing to catch fire.
That's it, yeah. That's the tricky part, isn't it? You got to promote this record, and at the same time, you got to try to
think ahead.
Yeah, you got to try and hope. And also, as an artist and as a writer, I don't just want to make a record. I want to feel like it's up to a satisfactory standard that I'm happy with as an artist.
Well, it so far so good, I think. Would be the collective sense of what Jacob Bug is accomplishing and hopefully will continue to accomplish. And we can't thank you enough for coming by today. We know that it's been a jam-packed day for you. But getting to sit down and talk to you and letting our audience hear the songs as you sing them from the heart meant a lot to us. So we really appreciate you coming by KCSN.
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, thanks again. It's Jake Bug on 88.5 KCSN.